you're getting paid to do absolutely nothing but be a baby.
Kayla's gonna literally show you and your kids how you can start making bank from you being a model.
Hands on the hips, the duck lips, like all the stuff that we think is cute as parents is not cute to agencies. So you wanna stay away from that. I have a kid in New York that's done 25 in 6 months. He's been in Target ads, Macy's, he's booked for Children's Place, Carter's, Walmart.
It has to work where it has to work.
Welcome to Circle of Greatness. I'm your host, Nehemiah Davis. And today we got a special episode, right? Y'all know anytime I bring somebody on the show, I'm trying to show you one, how you can make some more money, how you can impact your family, how your kids can make some more money. So we doing something we never done, right? This young lady is known as the model maker. So I'm like, yo, I need you to get all my kids signed. I need them to start making some money. And I need you to come on the show and show other people how they can do the same thing. So without further ado, Kayla, the model maker, what's good?
What's up? How you feeling? I've been telling you your kids need to model forever.
So yes, you have. Where did we initially meet? Was it on Clubhouse?
It was Clubhouse.
All right. Clubhouse. And you was telling me that's been years. How much money did my kids lose?
I mean,
at least 10, 20,000 maybe?
Maybe 30 to 50K. Seriously.
Per kid or collectively? Because you know I got an army.
I have a kid in New York that's done 25 in 6 months. So
25?
Yeah.
100 or 1,000?
1,000.
Oh, all right, bet. Ocean, drink with it. Yeah, we about to go get him. Wow, 25,000. How old is the kid?
So he is 5 years old. His name is Elijah. Okay. And he's all over my page because literally every day his mom is sending me something else that he's booked. He's been in Target ads. He's blown up in Target right now. So all over the nation, if you go in there, he's there. Macy's, he's booked for Children's Place, Carter's, Walmart, like literally every brand.
Is he unique or is this reserved for only unique?
I mean, he's a cute kid, but like, okay. I really feel like there's no kid.
I think my kid's cute, but do you got to be like super fine hair and all, or can you be?
No, okay, no. Right. I mean, anybody can do this. Like we do acting and modeling. So there's really no kid
best of both worlds.
Yeah, there's
so
no
you
kid
gonna
I
show them
with.
How to become an actor and a model.
Yes.
Ooh. Yep. How did you get into this?
So I always wanted to be an actress and model when I was younger.
Probably everybody. I remember used to go into something. Sorry to cut you off. I think it was called Star Search or something.
Oh my goodness.
What was it called?
And then
I got the old pictures. I used to go to New York, try to audition, but
really?
I didn't have no help. So I was just winging
this. And that's my thing. So I didn't have any support at home. Yeah. You know, my mom would just tell me, I don't know how to do that. Like, I'm sorry.
You grew up with your mom and your dad?
I did. Okay. I grew up with my mom and dad in New York. And, you know, one day she even told me, and I say this and people are like, what? But, you know, I'm over it now. But she told me I wasn't pretty enough to model.
Wow.
So that was, you know.
You still feel it though.
Right. A little bit. Good. But, you know.
She was lying.
It really put this, like when you tell me I can't do something, even if I was thinking about not even trying, like now it's a done deal. I'm going to do it because you said I couldn't do it. So. I got married at 18 and, you know, started the journey on my own of trying to figure out how to do it. And
was your mom and dad married?
They were. My father passed away when I was 11, and that's how I got to Alabama.
Okay.
But, you know, I started trying to do it on my own and ran into a ton of roadblocks. I would get scammed. You know, I'd go to these hotel auditions where they're like, you know, if you want to be a star, come on down to the Sheraton.
Yeah.
And you get there and they tell you you're a star and they need money. And, you know, I was spending money I didn't have. And, you know, by trial and error, I really figured out the right way to get started. And then in 2018, my oldest daughter was in the movie Black Panther. And, you know, I live in Birmingham, Alabama. Atlanta's 2 hours from us.
Yep.
And my city went wild. Like, we were on every news station. We met the mayor. We were in the newspaper. If that had happened in Atlanta, nobody would have cared. Like, I was almost embarrassed at how much buzz it was getting because she was an extra.
Wow.
She wasn't in a speaking role. Wow. She was an extra. Now, she was a featured extra. Like, if you watch the movie, you can see her. But I was like, this is not that deep. But I also realized that the reason why it was so deep to them is because they simply just didn't know how to get started.
Wow.
So, you know, I was actually living in a 900 square foot house at the time, dead broke, had just came out of being homeless, didn't have a car.
How did you get the homeless?
How did I get homeless?
Like, yeah, you said you were homeless. Like, how did you get home? Like, you were married at 18.
Yeah.
Were you pre-homeless before you were married? Or
no.
After?
So like, I got married at 18. Okay. And, you know, we just struggled in the beginning. Like most married couples do. But for us, it was like a little extreme. You know, we had 9 cars repossessed.
Wow.
We'd been evicted 4 times.
Was y'all doing Toro or something?
No, nine cars.
I mean, like,
no, like, we would get, I don't know who was still giving us cars, but you know, we,
oh,
just,
you mean every time you got
every
one,
time
the guy
we got a car, we, nine cars repossessed. How, is how excessive.
They just kept giving y'all the jokes,
literally.
Oh, yeah,
favor,
I thought you was in Toro or something.
No. No, but we just struggled a lot. You know, our kids were literally eating oatmeal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, it was really hard. And when that movie came out, we had all this buzz. We had no money. And that's what people didn't know. Like, I could barely,
this
I didn't have.
This is 2018 or 19?
It's 2018. Okay. I barely had money to get to the gas station. I mean, like, to get gas to get to the news stations that were trying to interview us.
Wow.
And nobody knew that. So I sat down and I said, what can I do? Like, I have all this attention on me. You know, I've had this idea of teaching people how to get in the business, but I was kind of scared. You know, you have fear, like there's people that have booked more than me and I don't want them to think I'm a scammer or whatever. But one night I was sitting on my living room floor and I said, I'm going to jump. Like I saw this video by Steve Harvey. I don't know if you've ever seen it,
yeah,
where he's talking to
jump.
His audience. Yeah. And it transformed my life. And one night I posted on Facebook, I said, I can teach your child how to get started in acting and modeling for $35.
Yeah, crazy.
And to my surprise, two people signed up that night. And I tell everyone $70 changed my life. And it's not because, you know, it was so much money, but it was because something I've been thinking about was possible. Like it had manifested something for us.
That's
so good. That first appointment I did, she ended up booking Oshkosh B'gosh for her son maybe a week later. I'm running around the house screaming because I knew it was good information, but like it actually worked. And by word of mouth, we grew to the point where I've served over 7,000 families. And I have such a passion for it because I was the kid that wanted to do it, had a passion for it, and didn't know how to get started. So when I have parents that come to me that are trying to help their child with their dream, I'll go above and beyond. It's the most fulfilling thing that I could possibly do is to be able to help parents that truly care about their kids and their dreams, help their kid live their dream.
Hey guys, if you're looking at this right now, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Go to makemeamodelchallenge.com right now. I need you to stop, right? Because Kayla's going to literally show you and your kids how you can start making bank from you being a model. Parents, you might become one, but your kid's going to start ranking in some money, y'all. And again, why not make them a star? So make sure you go to makemeamodelchallenge.com. It's a whole virtual venture doing, right?
Yep, yep.
Make sure y'all there immediately. So yes, man, that sounds fulfilling. Like just being able to, someone seeing you online, right? Found you on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Few minutes later, they join your virtual event. They join whatever it is. They whatever they do to figure out how to work with you. Weeks later, months later, they now getting bookings that can be the start of a career.
Yeah. Literally. I have one client that sticks out to me. She actually works for me now because I just fell in love with her. But she told me that she had done, I don't know if I should say the names of the companies, but she had done almost every other little thing out there that, you know, doesn't lead to results. One of them's very popular, starts with B. And she said that she had spent over $6,000 on these companies. And she said she came across me and she was like, oh, not again.
Another
like,
one.
But she's like scrolling. She's like, this seems like it's legit. She told me that she watched every single video that I have on Instagram. It's over 100.
Wow.
She said she became obsessed with it. Like she'd be in the bed scrolling and watching the videos. And her husband's like, what are you doing? Like, who is this person? And she's like, I don't know. I just think she can help us. So she finally signed up after 3 months of watching all of my videos. Her son, his name is Lewison, he's in Florida. He ended up getting 3 agency offers within a couple of days.
Wow.
He signed with 2 of those agencies. And now their family has been booked for Disney twice.
Wow.
Among other things, they've booked a ton. I mean, he's probably made, I don't know, 10, 15, I have to ask her, $20,000 at this point.
Wow.
Super handsome kid, you know, and she was just spinning her wheels. She just didn't know what to do.
She just kept hitting brick walls.
Yeah, until she found me. And, you know, that's what I am so passionate about is getting people results. Like I was there. I was wasting money. I had a dream. I saw the TV and I saw people on TV and I said, they got there somewhere. I'm opening magazines. They got there somehow. How did they do it?
Yeah.
I figured it out and I teach them.
And I feel like I saw you even getting families booked. I feel like your family did a job all together.
My entire family. I have a family of 6, 4 kids, 2 boys, 2 girls. We have shot for Walmart before. We did a Dollywood Parks commercial. We've done a COVID PSA. COVID PSA paid $1,700 and we were on set for 9 minutes.
Wow.
It was the shortest time I've ever been on set. They sat us on some stairs. We laughed and smiled at each other while they took video. And they're like, all right, you're done. Here's a check.
Wow.
So if you have a cute family, you're being cute for free. Like, why not get paid for it?
We've done a shoot. You're doing it for free
right
now.
You're being cute for free. Like, we did a shoot in Chattanooga.
You're taking your blessings for granted.
Facts. We did a shoot in Chattanooga where we went to a park and they had us walk with the kids, blow bubbles, and play with the hula hoop. Like, we do that for free as a family. Why would you not get paid for it? Wow. That one paid $600 cash. We spent it before we got back home because it's play money, you know? Like, yeah, families can do it. Adults can do it. I've gotten a 67-year-old signed to an agent, to three agencies. She got three offers. Wow. Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow.
Yep.
And this is, can you do this anywhere? Like, anywhere in the world, anywhere in the United States?
You can. I work in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. Okay. I never want anyone to sign up with me if I feel like I can't fully help them in a certain area. 100%. So there's areas we're branching out in. But anywhere in the U.S., the UK and Canada, you know, and people think that their areas may not have much, but it's just that you don't know where to look. Like, obviously you got New York and LA and Atlanta that have more, but you can pretty much find work just about anywhere.
So I'm wondering, I'm curious. So when I start making this money, when my kids start making this money, dude, I felt like back in the day, I don't know how it worked now. When I was getting started, I think I was a minor. You got to hold the money till you're 18? Like, how? I don't know how that
So
works.
It really just depends on your state. So, okay. Like, I'm in Alabama, and, you know, we work a lot in Atlanta. They don't really have as many strict laws.
So they get a check to the parents.
The check actually comes in the child's name. And I have a funny story about that. When we booked Dollywood Parks, it was actually my son that booked it.
Okay.
And that one paid maybe $3,000. He was 6 years old at the time. Wow. And this was still, like, in our broke days, right? Yeah. So y'all can judge me if you want, but that money wasn't going up for college. Like, we're paying bills and feeding them.
100%.
So, you know, the check finally comes and we're trying to cash it and it's in his name. Yeah. So we're going to bank after bank and the bank tellers are you know, they're like, I don't know how to help you, but can you tell me how he made $3,000?
Yeah.
I'm signing the bank tellers up for my program while I'm trying to get the check cashed.
Right.
So it was really difficult to get it cashed. So I would just suggest, like, going ahead and getting a bank account, putting your child's name on it so you won't have any problems.
Okay, that's good. So that's good. So walk me through. I've delayed for a few years. Like, I've known you've messaged me. I think my wife asked me, like, hey, when we go? I said, yeah, we're good. I don't, you know, they don't got to do no modeling thing. They can model for their dad's brands. But now I want to put them out there.
Right.
I want them to get paid. I got some cute kids. I want my son. I got to ask my big daughter. She's 18, but she's like an influencer. So I need to talk to her, see if she want to do it. But the other three, they outside.
Yeah.
They outside.
And they're exceptionally cute. Like, I don't just say that to people. Like, your kids are exceptionally cute.
Okay. Well, walk me through right now. How are we going to make it happen with them? Like, what we need to do?
Yeah. So
this might help somebody else who's trying to figure out their steps in this.
Right. So the main thing you want to do is you need to have bomb photos, right?
Bomb photos.
So I tell people, anyone under the age of 5, you don't really need to have professional photo shoots. You can actually use snapshots.
I would assume you need professional photo shoots.
Yeah, and everyone does. And that's why, you know, a lot of times you're not getting results. It's because you're trying to send in professional pictures and, you know, you have pictures with braids and beads. And there's just a lot of things that, you know, can deter an agency from signing
in. Wow. So let me ask you. So it's so funny you say it. Like, we talked about you helping my kids, right? I think you're going to do photo shoots, get work or do this. And literally my daughter has had braids for a month. So I told my wife, I said, did you call the braider? And she said, hey, you said no braids.
Right.
So we were literally about to spend a rush to get her hair done. It was $300 for my four-year-old. And we wouldn't have probably got her sign or certain things because I promise you, whole hair was going to be braided. Filled with beads.
Nope.
But those are, I tell people all the time, it's so important to get access to the right information because we'd have been spinning our wheels. Why aren't she getting signed? Well, you, the coach saying no beads and no braids. And I broke two of the rules already.
Facts.
So no beads, no braids.
Right. Okay. And there's several things like that. Like, you don't want to wear black or white in your headshot photos. And that's stuff that people just wouldn't know.
Yep.
I know a lot of times when we think of modeling, especially for kids, we think of, like, the sassy, like, Instagram pictures that you see, the Fashion Nova kids with the braids and the purse and the lip gloss. And that's not what agencies want to see. They want to see you stripped down, completely plain. You know, we know that we can add things or whatever, but they just want to see, like, them in their natural state. That's what I would do is we'll
makeup,
take the pictures.
No makeup or nothing.
Definitely no makeup kids. I mean, for adults, you can do makeup.
This
but
model,
you want
no,
it to be.
Listen, y'all, this is models no right now. No braids, no beads, No makeup. Yeah, I hope y'all listening because I'm taking notes.
Yeah. Now, I won't say, like, we have had kids that have booked with braids, but if you're trying to get signed, the best thing is for them to be able to see you in your natural state. So if 100%. You're naturally curly, you want to wear your naturally curly hair. You know, if it's straight, wear it straight. You want to show them what you would show up looking like to an audition. So your headshot needs to match how you're going to show.
Hey, stop what you're doing. I know you're watching this episode. I want you to go to 7figurevirtualeventebook.com. I'm going to say it again, 7figurevirtualeventebook.com. I had the privilege this year to help multiple people do 6 and 7 figure days leveraging virtual events. And I put together a 7-step process that's going to walk you through a step-by-step-by-step. And once you're done with that book, if you're like, Neo, I want to learn this a lot more in a deeper sense, I want you to go to mastermindwithneo.com. This is one pillar of my mastermind, right? We got 5 different pillars that we teach. This is just one pillar, how to dominate virtual events, right? So if you're interested, go to mastermindwithneo.com and book a call with my team to see if you are a good fit to join our mastermind. Let's go.
Show up. And that's very important. I remember once my son had a Breyers ice cream commercial, probably was going to pay around $25,000.
And he, yeah. How much?
$25,000.
I'm trying to get a picture of my daughter. So you keep, I'm trying to pull it up because I want to get coaching on the spot.
Yeah. So that one, you know, he had like a high top with the curly hair and he got a callback. I had to go out of town. So my husband took him to his callback and he cut his hair.
Wow.
Before the callback.
Oh.
That was not a good night. I'm like, why would you do that? But he didn't understand. You have to show up looking like your headshot. That's why they wanted you in the room in the first place. So that's really important. So hair is important. What you wear is important. And that's what, you know, me and my team are there for, to really help guide you through. Because it's not that your kid's not cute, that you're not getting results. It's that you just don't know what you don't know.
All right, hold on. I'm getting coaching live, right?
So, all right.
I've been up in the air about my son, King. Like, I'm like, well, he's about to be 2. Haven't had a haircut yet.
Mm-hmm. They love big curly hair in the industry.
And I'm like, I was thinking about giving him a Neo, cutting the backs and the side. Like, take a look at King Nehemiah and give me your thoughts on what do we do with his hair? Or we just let him rock like that?
He's so cute, first of all.
Okay.
So I would just try to get his curls as defined as possible.
Okay.
Right? So I know he's basically a baby, so sometimes it's not filled out. So maybe, like, get the sides lower and then just have the curls in the top. Okay. But yeah, that'll work for him.
Let me show you another one of the kids. What's another no-no while I'm trying to pull this picture up? Something that people need to look out for.
Overly posing. So, like, hands on the hips, the duck lips, like, all the stuff that we think is cute as parents is not cute to agencies. So you want to stay away from that. There's another client that sticks out of my mind, and I wish we could show the photos, but her mom sent me pictures, and she said, I've been trying this for 2 years. It's just not working. Little girl was super cute, and I use this example in all of my lives that I do. She had on a hat. She was standing inside of a curtain, like holding it almost artistically.
Mm-hmm.
She had print all over her shirt. She had lip gloss on and earrings. And I immediately pointed out all the things. And her mom was like, wait, what? Like, what? I don't understand why that would be a problem. We put her through my VIP program, set her up with a professional photo shoot with legitimate, you know, photographers that we know of. And she got signed within 2 days. I want to say she got signed to 3 or 4 agencies.
Wow.
Right. And, you know, was on her way. It was booking, was, you know, in the business. And it was simply because of the photo. It wasn't anything else. It was just the photo that she had been using for 2 years.
Wow.
And it took me saying, hey, you know, you need to do something different.
That's dream. So start it over and then you'll see it. Like her hair, like super fine, like it's crazy fine. It's like.
She's so cute. So I would, same thing, just try to get, because I'm sure it's curly. So
yeah,
like
crazy,
whatever
curly
product you can put in it to try to get it as curly as possible and just show her natural curl pattern is fine. Okay. And then you want to also stay away from hair accessories. Like if their hair is real wild, you can do like a thin, you know, almost, they're almost like, it's a headband, but it's just elastic. You can use those, but you don't want to put like no big bows. No hats, no earrings, necklaces. None of that stuff is necessary.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Is this the same formula for getting signed as an actor? Because this sounds like this is the preliminary thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not acting yet. You got to do this.
Right.
So this is almost like your phase 1.
Yeah. So acting headshots are very similar. Okay. You just don't want to be over the top. Now, you can do a little bit more with acting headshots. You know, adults can wear makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You can have on a necklace, something really thin, you know, dainty type necklace. But for the most part, it's the same criteria. Okay. You just, in order to get signed, we're trying to get you in the door.
100%.
And then obviously, once you get your auditions, you'll know how to dress for each audition, you know, to play the part. But for the most part, if you're trying to get signed, then I would say just keep it really simple.
Okay. So, all right, we got all my kids together. What is our next step? So we're preparing them for the photo shoot. Mm-hmm. Thank God y'all gonna handle that. But we preparing them for the photo shoot. We go have a successful photo shoot. Is there a certain amount of pictures we need?
Looks. So my team and I look for 2 to 3 really good photos. And that's okay. Another thing that parents do.
Is it one look or is 2 to 3 photos per look? Are they wearing?
We actually, with my program, we just do one look.
Okay.
And we send those photos out. You know, we try to do one theatrical and one commercial. Theatrical is more of a serious, which you would use for film and television. So like No Smiles, how we think of it. And then commercials like that really cheery, chipper, smile, colorful, bright type of photo that you would use to actually book commercials and print work and things like that.
Okay. I heard you mention something about like generally you doing blank backgrounds. So we wouldn't go to a park and give them variety or anything like that.
No. And that's another thing. It's so funny because when I hear people say stuff like that, I'm like, no.
I'm taking them right to the park.
Exactly.
Give them the pool in the background.
And, you know, that is why it's so important, like you said, to have somebody that has the expertise.
1,000%.
Because with my VIP program, when the kids are under the age of 5, they send us photos and we vet them. And the stuff that I get is almost appalling. I'm like, what is this?
Right.
But it's just because they don't know. And I have to say, you just don't know. Like I've had people send me pictures of their kids with backpacks on while drinking juice.
Yeah.
I've had people send me pictures of their kids not facing the camera. And they're going to sign their back?
Right.
Are they going to get their back signed? Like, what are we doing?
Right.
But you just have to, you know, you have to have somebody that's in the business and knows. So, no, you wouldn't have a park picture. It definitely needs to be a blank background or something that's blurred out.
Hey, if you're watching this ad, it's probably because you have some cute kids and they're not getting paid for it. Hey, my name is Kayla, the model maker, and I have taught over 7,000 families how to get paid for their looks. We've had families book for Target, for Disney, for Walmart, for Carter's. If you think that your family has what it takes to be models and ads and magazines and billboards and commercials, you really need to be a part of the free masterclass that I'm getting ready to do. If you click the link below, you'll be in the room and you'll get to learn from me exactly how I've been able to help so many families book so many jobs and get paid for it. I'll see you soon.
I'm good. I'm getting I'm forming a list of no-nos that I'm sure most people would make one of these mistakes without having this formula.
All day long.
So now that we got our pictures back, now we go get signed to an agency. Tell me, what is an agency?
You skipped a little bit. So you got your pictures. In order to get signed, you want to send them to the agencies first, right?
Got it. Okay.
So with that process,
you got to get approved.
Right. You got to get approved. So you'll have your photos and you want to email the agencies. So, you know, they all have websites. You want to go on their website and just find wherever it says to submit.
Yep.
And then you want to make sure that you're paying attention to directions because we all know that no one reads and no one pays attention.
Yep.
So I tell people, if there is 100 people submitting to an agency, 50% of them are not in the running because they didn't read.
Wow.
That's a fact.
Automatically.
I do some casting.
Even if you're the most beautifulest model in the world.
Out the door because you didn't listen. I know you didn't. And I do some casting myself, and I'll say, you know, I need an African-American female between the ages of 30 and 50. And you know what people send me? Their white 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand.
Yeah.
So make sure you're paying attention. So their website will tell you, I need, you know, 2 photos, name, age, height, weight, location. Don't send them 5 photos thinking that you're doing something, you know, special. Just send them what they asked for.
Don't over deliver in this moment.
No,
that's good.
No. So you want to send them exactly what they asked for, short and concise, and weight. Another thing that people don't know, you don't follow up. They're annoyed if you follow up.
Mm.
They got your email.
Wow.
They got your email.
Ooh.
And if they didn't answer you,
I'm definitely following up.
Don't follow up. Don't call them.
Got it.
I honestly don't know why agencies have phones. I'm telling you, the insiders, like, they get annoyed if you call them.
Sense.
Did you get my submission? Now it's going in the trash because you just got on my nerves.
And
so,
then you called me again.
Yeah.
And again. Okay.
And these are things I learned the hard way. Yeah. I was sending in the wrong pictures. I was calling the agencies and wondering why they sounded so annoyed. It's because they're working on projects for their clients. And, you know, it's important for them to sign talent because they need talent. But their main thing is the talent that they already have that they're working on. So, you know, you don't want to call and follow up on your submission. Send the best submission you can, pray on it, and release it.
Mm, yeah. That's good. I like that. Wow. So We submit it to an agency. Now we got to accept. Let me ask, can I work with, well, I heard you mention earlier you got people that were two agencies.
Yes.
One. So I can, essentially, don't sign an exclusive deal to one agency.
There you go. So it really depends. Some agencies only have exclusive contracts and they don't want you to sign with anyone else. And they'll sign you what's called across the board, which means print, commercial, like every division that they have, they can sign you across the board. Other agencies are non-exclusive and they're like, hey, if we see something that fits you, we're going to send it to you. If you book it, you pay us commission. We don't care who else you work with. Mm. Where it kind of gets iffy is where you're in the same region. So like if you're in, you know, the Southeast region, a lot of these agencies are submitting on the same job and then it's difficult for them to know who submitted what. So you just want to be upfront with your agency and say, hey, I'm thinking about signing with another agency. Is this something that I can do?
Yeah. That's good. That's power. So now that we sign, what's our next steps?
So once you sign, your agent is going to be reaching out when they get projects in that fit, you know, your child's age or your mm-hmm. age, yep. your, you know, their range. Mm-hmm. The cool thing about this industry is it doesn't typically matter how old you are. It matters how old you look. So you'll have a range. Like, Nia, I don't know how old you are, but you definitely are giving me 20s.
I feel like I could still get a high school or college role.
You slap a backpack on, you might be able to, friends. You know what I mean?
Fresh cut.
Right, yeah. Right. So you have an age range. So I would say your range is literally between 25 to 28.
Okay.
So
that's my range right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. So your agency will start sending you auditions for that age range. Most of the time you're going to
have... Based on what they believe your range is, based on their expertise.
Right. You guys will kind of sit down together and okay. figure that out. And they'll send you the audition. A lot of times you'll have to do a tape. The audition tapes are what go in first. And then if they want to see you in the... it's basically a video audition. Okay. And they're very specific. I tend to tell my clients to go to a taping facility for the first one. Because it has to be framed right, you know, the lighting has to be good. And then you'll kind of learn how to do it.
So have a professional do that one.
Yeah, I would have a professional do it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once you have that rapport with your agency, they're sending you out on auditions, you're sending in your tapes. You want to make sure that you are being very, you're responding quickly to mm-hmm. the agency. So whatever they need, you want to be on top of it. Because they're going to work hard for you if you're working hard for them. Because you have to understand that agencies don't get paid until you get paid. Unless you're being scammed. You do not pay an agency up front.
Yep.
You do not pay an agency up front.
That's another no-no. Tell them one more time.
You do not pay agencies up front.
Because I see you talk about that a lot. Like
agencies get paid when you get paid. They make a commission. So a lot of times we'll see agencies that, you know, have a sign-up fee or a website fee or a photography fee. And all of these things can be masked because as a parent, you're like, okay, we need pictures because it's modeling. You know, they're like, oh, we have this package, $2,500. You know, we got the photo. If they have time to be booking your kids for a photo shoot, how are they booking them on jobs? Like, you don't have time to do both. So you want to make sure that you stay away from that. And it's kind of, you know, again, it's easy to get caught up if you just don't know. So we don't pay agencies up front. But yeah, you get paid when the agency gets paid, or they get paid when you get paid and they make a commission.
What standard is that? 10, 20, 30, 40%?
It's typically 10 to 15% for film and television mm-hmm. and 20% for print.
Okay. Yep. Print meaning?
Print is anything that you can touch. Well, billboards, you know, magazines, newspapers.
Well, I mean, I don't care about the agency getting that money. I wasn't going to have it anyway.
Facts.
Yeah, what do I care? It's like, if you show me how to do this, I don't care about paying you thousands of dollars if you are going to literally coach us,
right.
Help us get signed and figure out how, like, if a kid is getting $5,000, $2,000,
$1,500,
$500, you said 9 minutes, $1,700?
Yes.
What?
Yes, we were on set for 9 minutes and made $1,700. And I have kids now, like, that are hitting $20,000 like clockwork. Like, we have Elijah in New York. Like, all these kids are on my page. And they have people hop in their DMs all the time. Like, is this legit? Like, is she real? And they screenshot it and send it to me. It's hilarious. We have Malia in Chicago. I think she's in Chicago. She's made gorgeous. She's made over $20,000. She's booking left and right, booked for LG. And, you know, their moms are sending me this information all the time. And then I also have Skylar. I just hire her mom. I hire all my clients. Skylar in Chicago has made, and she's two.
Wow.
She's my youngest. She's made, I want to say $17,000.
Wow.
Booking for VTech, and they keep bringing her in. And Malia's booked for Belk. And like, do you know how fulfilling it is to go to a store and see my client that never would have known how to get there without me?
Yeah, amazing.
Graco boxes. The Graco keeps their kids on there for a while. So if you go on Target right now, half those kids you see on those Graco boxes, like I help them get there. Children's Place, I'm looking at the walls, I'm going live. Like it's I love it. I love what I do.
Wow.
That's fire. And you gonna spend a week and show people all of this?
Yes.
Like literally like how to get signed, how to get more bookings, how to do this for your family, and break all of this down over your virtual conference.
Yep.
Ooh, listen, guys, I want to know. I got a challenge for you. I want to see if my kids could get signed before your virtual conference.
It's a done deal.
And then I want to come on there and talk about it if you could get it done. If you're looking at this, I want you guys to go to makemeamodelchallenge.com. Listen, I'm following Kayla's blueprint. Like, I ain't trying to figure this thing out. She is known as the model maker. Like, make my kids a model. So that's make good. Sure y'all go to the site, y'all, and make sure y'all sign up so your kids can learn. Don't go, gotta figure this thing out on your own when she could give you the blueprint step by step by step.
Yep.
So no, that's important. I'm just excited. You ever thought about, modeling for these other brands, but listen to this episode, you probably understand having one source of income is too close to none. And as one of the wealthiest people in the world, Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money in your sleep, you will work until you die. With that being said, I am finally exposing the industry to this very unique, very secretive way to make money in real estate that no one is talking about. No, I'm not talking about wholesaling. No, I'm not talking about fix and flips. No, I'm not talking about rehabs, right? No, I'm not talking about flipping contracts. I'm talking about event spaces. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and show you for $300. I'm going to waive that $300 fee and give you access to my free masterclass where I'm going to show you how to find your own location. I'm going to show you how to fund your own location. I'm going to show you how to automate this entire process. The same process that I help hundreds and hundreds of people do, I'm now pulling back the curtains. I'm going to help you do the same thing. So what I want you to do right now, go to eventspacemasterclass.com right now. Go ahead and register. And as soon as you're done, go back to the episode. Once again, go to eventspacemasterclass.com. I will see you in our next class. Could I start my own? Can they start a family, start their own brand potentially and model their own? Well, of course they can.
Absolutely. That's an option, right? I think they're going to pay themselves to do it, but
Okay. My wheels are always turning. I'm like, what family? Can we start our own family brand or something like that?
So family jobs pay so much because you're getting paid per person.
Mm.
A lot of times you're getting a per diem. You're getting paid for travel. Like,
per diem.
And I have
per
diem mean? It's just an allowance that they give you for miscellaneous expenses. So having to eat out or whatever. But the bigger the family, the more money you can make. So
do they fly you to these places when you're booked?
Sometimes. Okay. It just depends on how far it is, how big of a brand it is, how much the brand is paying.
Yep.
But when you have, multiple kids within different age ranges, we get auditions in and my kids will be like, mommy, like who's auditioning for this one? And I'm like, they need a 2-year-old. Let's pull you. 14. Mm-hmm. Let's pull you. Cause I have a million kids.
Yeah.
But then there's just a bigger chance of you being able to get one of them booked. So like for Dollywood Parks, I told you about my entire family audition plus the random kid. That's another thing. You can create a family. So they need, they need a mom, dad and 3 kids and you only have 2. Go borrow a kid that looks like yours. Go borrow a kid. So we borrowed a kid, brought her to Atlanta. We all did the audition and only my son booked it, which I loved for him, sidebar, because he deals with confidence. So he's like, I booked it?
Yeah.
And, all expenses paid. The whole family got to go and support him. But he got paid $3,000. Imagine if our whole entire family had booked that job.
Wow.
We're a family of 6 plus a little random kid. So.
Wow. That is crazy. Wow. That's fire. And now even the kid who... also going, they're going to get paid as well. It's just, it's powerful.
Yeah. I mean, these kids are getting paid. It's building confidence in them. Like, can you imagine Elijah in New York? Like, he's made $20,000 to $25,000 modeling. Wow. And he's like, mommy, like, when's the next time I go to work? He gets to go to school and talk about it.
What I think about is next year and the year after and the year after and the year after and the year after that young kid will continue to make money. And then don't let him get picked up Everybody Hates Chris. Like that young kid,
literally
they said I think he was getting like $200,000 to $300,000 a episode.
Wow.
Like I saw you saying, but it probably started with
getting
signed to an agency.
It all starts and another
way.
Thing I think about, I always talk about the Olsen twins. When they got that show, it was not because they were talented. It's because they fit the part. They were the age they're white babies that were needed for a show, right? Yeah, like, yeah. They didn't audition. They weren't, wow. They weren't actors. They weren't models. They were babies. And because wow. they were the right age at the right time, they grew up in the business. And then they became Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Wow.
So there was a kid that I got put on an HBO show. And, you know, it was a baby. But they just needed a baby to play the baby of the main actors. Like, imagine that. Think about Black-ish. They had a baby, and they had to get somebody's baby to play this baby. But now he's grown up on the show. So wow. if you can get your child in just off of the fact that they're the right age, the right complexion, they look like they could play the baby of these parents, it's a shoo-in. Like, you're getting paid to do absolutely nothing but be a baby. Wow. And then you're growing up famous. It's yeah.
I got a question for you. So let me ask you that, because you're going to help make all these kids successful. How does balance work? Or like Mary-Kate asked, I see a lot of kids sometimes go off on the deep end. Are they working too hard? Like, what do you think about balance in this industry? Like, tell me your thoughts.
I really think, and I actually just did like an interview on this for OK Magazine. I think it's all up to the parent. Mm. It's all about the parent. Like, if you're that parent that is almost forcing this on your kid, and it was your dream, and now it's going to be your,
yep.
you know, you have to go with what your kid feels comfortable with and yeah. what they really want. So for instance, when my daughter did Black Panther, mind you, I told you she was a featured extra, but it was hard. It was a grueling day. And I remember, like, we filmed for 2 days and they were on set for a long time. And, you know, like, you get hungry.
They paid too.
Oh, absolutely. They paid. She's actually in the scene with Chadwick. Like, that's her scene. And she's the little kid that poured dirt over him when he like drank the elixir and went to the underworld. So if you watch it, you'll see her. She has braids in her head.
Wow.
But when we got home the first day, like, she was tired. She was cranky. She was crying. And I was like, man, is this what this is like? Like, is this how this happens? Where I'm like, no, you got to get it together. We got to go back to set. And then I had to stop. And I said, do you want to go back to set tomorrow? And that's important, because it's exciting and you're on set. And, you know, Michael B. Jordan is right here next to you. And I met Forrest Whitaker, was in her trailer. And oh, my gosh, I was like, that's my favorite actor. But I had to realize that it didn't matter how exciting it was. It didn't matter how, you know, excited I was to be there. Like, this is her thing that she's doing. And if she's not wanting to do it, then we're not going to do it. Now, that's not to say like, oh, I'm tired, mommy, we're going to quit. No, because this is something you wanted to do and you started it. But, you know, long term, is this something I'm forcing on my kid or not? And I think that's what happens when you see kids go off the deep end. It's a lot of times that the parent was really pushing it and was the aggressor, and they never fully wanted to do it in the first place. Wow,
that's good. I like that. Like, don't make them overly do this.
Yeah. And for the most part, these kids are having fun and they're wondering when they can go back to set. It's not like sit, smile, cheese. You know, a lot of, like, you even said it. You said King. Is that your son? King, you're like, he doesn't, that's the one you said doesn't listen.
No, Dream is like, I'm nervous when you meet her. It's like, she's like, don't want to meet new people. Like, she's going to be with her, like, her mom, my wife.
Right.
Like, it's just like.
But the thing with that is, so parents come to me and they say, well, Kayla, like, my kid's not going to sit still. They're not going to listen. But first of all, when you're on set, they know they're working with kids. It's not like they're saying sit and say cheese. If you think about Target ads and you see the kids, are they sitting there posing? There's movement. There's like wind flowing. They're on a scooter. They're throwing a ball. Like, they're doing what kids do. So when they get to set, it's the same way. They're literally playing and having a blast. They're eating free food. It's like walking to the gas station when they can have anything they want. My kids, they go straight to the crafty table, embarrass the heck out of me. I'm like, can we act like we've eaten before? Mm-hmm. Like, but they have a blast. They're on set. They're having fun. They're playing with balls. They're, you know, laughing, joking. And that's when they're shooting the pictures.
Wow.
So it's not like your kid just has to be sitting still, smiling at the camera. It's not, they don't even know they're working.
Wow. Let me ask you this. Although I'm signed to these agencies, can I go solicit my own work too or no?
You can. Okay. So there are premier acting and modeling websites where you would go on there and create a profile, and you can submit yourself to jobs as well.
Okay.
You would just want to let your agent know if you're signed that you submitted to it. And then you would still pay them a percentage, because what you have to understand is your agency is working for free until you make money. Mm. When they see these jobs and they send you the email and they send out the audition and they look over the audition for you to make sure it doesn't, you know, that's not bad, and they send it out, all that they're doing for free in the hopes that you're going to make the money. That you're going to book it and you're going to make the money. So the polite thing to do if you're self-submitting and you book something.
Still look out for them.
Yeah, look out for them.
So even what about, I'm even thinking of, It's actually a lot. I got all my kids together as different Instagrams. Like I might make the Davis family and it's just one Instagram and start putting our pictures on there and soliciting them work. Like you.
Yeah, you can. Now I tell people like the way that my just because of what I do. Things,
I was
just it's a faster track.
Coach, so I want to
you can
not the way I do.
Just,
coach
it
tell
takes
me
a lot longer. Okay. You know, so I'll be on Facebook.
I was thinking in addition to.
You can. Okay. You know, I'll be on Facebook and I'll see a post that's like, or I'll get tagged in a post that's like, I want my kid to model. Where should I start? And people will tag me because I know what I do. But then also you have the people that drop advice that have no clue what they're talking about. And they're like, make him Instagram, make him Instagram. That's the first thing they think of. Instagram is the way longer, harder route to go about getting to the point where you have enough following where somebody's going to reach out and want to sign you. I have the one in New York that's made 25K. He's 5 years old. He has no Instagram.
Right.
Like that's called brand ambassador. That's you are getting paid based on your following. That's not what I teach. I teach you how to get straight to the money. You can be invisible. I have a client that's very, very popular, well-known. She's never shown her baby online. And she's like, well, Kayla, like, I don't want to show my baby, but nobody has to know it's my baby on a billboard. Like, I can still get with you, get my baby started, and that can be my baby on the billboard because nobody would know. Like, there's ways to do it where you don't have to use social media at all.
What are some of the celebrity clients that you may have helped, if you're even allowed to share that type of
stuff? Yeah, so my first celebrity client I got in 2020 from Clubhouse. I tell everyone Clubhouse changed my life. I got a message from a girl named Bianca, and it just said, hi. And I was like, hi, who are you? And it turned out to be Bianca Bonnie, Chicken Noodle Soup, that song. It was her. Right. So she was my first celeb, and she really, you know, connected me with some other people. And from there, she hooked me up with Erica Mena.
Okay.
So Erica Mena is a client and a friend now. Yeah. Been in her house, played with her kids. I absolutely love her. Basically, everyone from Love and Hip Hop. I don't know how they find me, but Sierra Glam Shop is a client.
Sierra, that's my folks, too.
Bambi, we got her kids signed. Neo's kids we've worked with. Wow. So. Jada Waita, her son, I've worked with. It's super fun. I absolutely love what I do.
Now listen, it's powerful. Just keep up the amazing work. But I ain't gonna lie, I heard all them names, but I want to go take the crown for kid Elijah. I'm coming for little Elijah with 25K. Your boy, I'm on your top, my boy. I'm about to get my son and my daughters active. So, but thank you so much for just sharing that and letting people know. I want people to know it's possible. Like there's so many different ways revenue can be generated, right? And just being able to do this with your family is powerful. So thank you for that.
Y'all better get in this event. In this virtual event, get your tickets because you know these kids are literally making money. Like I think I'm about to stop and start doing what they're doing because they make more than me. Like dang.
And this is also parents could do it as well. So once your kid get on, you could put yourself on.
Yeah. So you can do it at the same time. We have lots of moms that sign up with their kids. Like I told you, I got a 67-year-old signed in Alabama. Fire. And the agent told her, you should have done this a long time ago. You know how cool that is? Yeah. Like I love it. So really all ages.
And she's probably thinking like, yo, what if I would have started 30, 40 years
ago? Yeah. Facts. But she just didn't know. And she was super grateful.
You don't know what you don't know.
Go ahead.
You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. So, AK, thank you so much. Let them know your Instagram. Let them know the website.
My Instagram is Kayla Modelmaker. My name is spelled weird. So Kayla is KLAModelMaker, Kayla Modelmaker. And KaylaModelmaker.com as well.
My family's joining. I'm about to go recruit some kids and their families are like, yo, you need to get a part of this. Don't get left out on not getting this bread for your family. And this could be a great way to almost cover college or cover extracurricular things that you want to do for your family, right? So you said something earlier, like, don't just be cute, get paid. I don't know if it was that model.
Being cute for free. So get paid to do it.
Get paid to do it. So y'all, we'll see you on the next show. Peace. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in this episode. I hope you're getting an extreme amount of value. I want you to go ahead and comment below. Share with me your biggest takeaway. In addition to that, my number one goal is for me to be able to grow all of my social platforms so I can give you info, insight, strategy, and gain from every platform there is. So take a minute to follow me on Instagram at Neo DeVito. So same exact name on Twitter, same exact name on TikTok, and follow me on LinkedIn at Nehemiah Davis. I would love for you to be able to be tuned into my articles and everything that I drop relating to helping you get to that next level in your life. Tune in.